This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. An old Hollywood writer once gave me some good advice. When you're working on a TV series, he said, and you're stuck for a story, there's only one trick that works every time. Sell the house, was his advice, but don't, you know, actually sell it. His point was, if you're writing a show about a family, have them contemplate selling their house. Houses for families are emotional possessions, and even introducing the idea into a scene will get you a lot of story and dialogue energy. Now, if the show isn't about a family, if it's about a group of friends, say, or a business, you just do the next best thing. You have the coworkers think about selling the business. You have one of the friends think about moving to another city. Long-running series pull this trick all the time, but audiences never fall for it. They understand the bedrock rule of the TV business and every other business. If it's not broken, you don't fix it. If the show's working, in the end, you know they're not going to change anything. All of which has inspired TV writers and producers to step up their games. The most up-to-date version of the old writer's trick of selling the house is you kill one of the main characters. At the end of last season's Game of Thrones, Jon Snow, who most felt was the moral center of the bloody and unrelenting show, lay bleeding to death on the frozen ground. Instantly, the internet buzzed with speculation. Was he really dead? Would he come back next year? And then the TV industry investigators chimed in on message boards and Facebook fan pages. The actor who plays Jon Snow, Kit Harington, had signed up to do a movie, and that could only mean one thing. His character was well and truly dead. Only, you guessed it, he wasn't. Or, to be painstakingly accurate, he may not be. The actor has been spotted on the set of the show in costume. This was big news on the internet. And HBO is promoting the next season of episodes of Game of Thrones with trailers and posters depicting the very obvious character of Jon Snow. So, just as in classic sitcoms, it's a fair bet that they're not, in the end, gonna sell the house. On a recent episode of The Walking Dead, the long-running zombie show from AMC, one of the most popular and decent characters fell into a crowd of ravenous, flesh-eating monsters. The episode concluded with a cliffhanger sequence as the character was set upon by zombies to a certain death. Not so certain, as it turns out. The producers of the show went to clever lengths to convince the audience that Glenn, the unlucky but popular character, was actually gone from the show, including removing his name from the credit sequence of the following episodes. But a few weeks ago, his name was back again. Glenn, like Jon Snow, lives. The house is not going to be sold. The friends are not moving away. Again, the first rule of commerce, if something's working, don't change it. So when a show needs a jolt of energy, when, in other words, it needs to remind the audience to keep up with the episodes and tune in every week, the smartest thing to do is just, you know, kill one of the good guys. Kill the good guys, in other words, but, you know, don't actually kill them. And that's it for this week. Next week, we actually think about other people. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.